Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harry Hannebrink. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Ramazzotti. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Mixes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bubba Church. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bubba Church. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Bruton reaches second base with a double. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruton moves to third. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a pop-up towards short. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ramazzotti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock takes first base on ball four. Logan moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hannebrink scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramazzotti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball four. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pafko. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Pafko steals second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink is 0-for-1 in the game. Hannebrink hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hannebrink for the out. Gordon moves to second. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Church covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramazzotti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hannebrink fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Fondi moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hanny Brink fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Logan moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Raymond Sadi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Logan moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Church hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pendleton pinch runs for Sid Gordon. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink is 0-for-2 in the game. Hannebrink hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparn hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pendleton. The throw from McCullough and he is out, Mixes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Pendleton now playing left field. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hanny Brink scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramazzotti hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Logan bunts in front of the plate. McCullough fields it and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to second. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews is walked intentionally. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Bruton moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kiner hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixis hits a fly ball into left field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-3 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink is 0-for-3 in the game. Hannebrink hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hannebrink for the out. Crandall moves to third. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-3 in the game. Sparn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Brown pinch hits for Bubba Church. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramazzotti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hanny Brink settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramazzotti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Matthews is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi strikes out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.